Hey, welcome back inside the Quick and Loan Studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The NBA conversation continues. That's right. We are shining the spotlight on the San Antonio Spurs. We're visiting with the editor-in-chief of PoundingTheRock.com. That is SB Nation's San Antonio Spurs blog. You got to check it out. J.R. Wilco is with us tonight.
Okay, so J.R., what do you think the mindset needs to be in terms of with the fans? Should they be patient this season? I mean, what are we talking about? Is this a championship roster? What does your gut tell you?
First of all, it's the Spurs, right? So Spurs fans, I think, are pretty used to being able to take a breath through any weirdness that seems to be going on, right? I mean, the team always has its eyes set on a championship, and the fact that we can even talk about whether or not they're a championship team this year...
That's incredible.
...without it being a foregone conclusion, exactly.
Yes.
Right? It's incredible. You lose Tim Duncan and you're still having this conversation. It's amazing. Secondly, I think you've got to look at the overall NBA landscape. I mean, you've got an incredible team in the Golden State Warriors who have only lost two games so far this year and are the league's best record in the West. They loom, you know, pretty large out there, but I don't think that they're quite the absolute 100% lock that everyone was calling them when they first got Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the potential that they have for not really being able to play defense at the same level, or if they're able to play at the same level with the same people, right? Because we're talking about the Spurs, who are one of the few teams that can actually look to punish them for going small, because the entire rest of the league is trying to go small as well. You know, it's a copycat league.
Yep.
And when the Warriors won going small, then there you are. So I think that there's a potential for there to be a bit... frankly, I think the Spurs match up better with the Warriors than even they might with the Clippers, frankly. There's just no one for Kawhi Leonard to guard when you play L.A., and so kind of dodging them might actually be more beneficial than worrying about Golden State at this point. So are they a championship team? It's hard to say. I think they probably need to put a pause on that until after the rodeo road trip, which is usually when Popovich starts to finalize the rotation,
yeah.
Right? So we're talking about another 30, 40, 45 games here from this point before you really start looking at that. But the fact that they're in the conversation at all is usually the kind of thing that makes Spurs fans smile pretty big.
Who has stepped up in the leadership role and been perhaps that, Timmy D, like that quiet leader that everyone responds to and respects? Who is filling that void?
Well, we've just seen a lot from Kawhi Leonard, frankly, the quietest Spur, right? The the guy that doesn't want to give the interview, the guy with the five or six word interview question answers. But he's just taking a lot of guys aside. He's being way more vocal in timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to Pop and telling him what he wants. And Pop has recently come out and talked a lot about this and seeing the way that he is developing as a leader, well, frankly, it's a lot like the way that Duncan was, because Duncan didn't do a whole lot of talking. Duncan famously didn't talk to Tony Parker for his entire first season with the Spurs. They keep on saying that amongst themselves, whether it's literally didn't talk to him or just, didn't spend a whole lot. I mean, it seems weird that there could be a year. But this is earlier. This is way before Tim was Tim, way before... the Spurs culture was the Spurs culture, right? It was still kind of in its infancy. And so it seems plausible that weird things like that could happen, right? But Tim Duncan wasn't always the guy that was putting the arm around everybody. He was very stoic and very, if not standoffish, then at least hard to reach. And the fact that we think about people stepping into his shoes, yeah, those were shoes that he eventually got to. But he wasn't always the guy standing there at underneath the basket waiting for everyone to come off the court so that he could be the last guy off the court. He didn't always do that. And so I think Kawhi is finding his way into that role. His sixth year in the league, I mean, that's on a lot of teams, that's the most tenured guy, right? And the fact that, that he's able to do that, right, is huge. But also the fact that Manu Ginobili didn't retire, right? I don't think that can be overstated at this point, because losing so much of what Greg Popovich calls corporate knowledge would have been a massive blow, losing Duncan and Ginobili together. But Ginobili's always there ready to explain, and his understanding of the game is such that, there are few players are able to match just the angles and the things that he sees. So you've definitely got Ginobili and Parker as well. it's not all on Kawhi, but Kawhi's definitely coming along.
Okay, J.R. Wilco with us a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Tell us about the new book, Tim Duncan, Team First Superstar. What can all of our listeners look forward to?
Well, we've got 19 years worth of just amazing play packed into this volume. And I got to say, that it was one of the things that I always wanted to do from just being a kid in junior high, sixth or seventh grade, and going, I'd love to have a book someday. I'd love to put my name on a book. I'd love to be able to do that someday. And to get to that point is mm-hmm. pretty awesome. And the subject matter is just, you know, without parallel, right? I mean, you're talking about just the legend of San Antonio. You're talking about watching going back and reviewing all of the games, all the great games that he had. We've got articles from all of Pounding the Rock's best writers. I wrote the intro and just enjoyed putting it together so much. And the group at Triumph and the way that they produce stuff is fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep, and the pictures that they chose were phenomenal. I love the way that we were able to put together the cover and the back cover as well. It's just really well done, and it's just if I may say so, having something to do with it, I think it's a gorgeous piece of work, and like you said, great for a gift for the holidays, for sure.
Well, a lot for our listeners to look forward to. We're getting ready to wrap up our interview, but give us an update on Tim. I mean, what is he doing now?
Well, you know, he's showing up to practice every now and again.
What?
Yeah, he's at practice.
Maybe he's just going to take a year off.
Oh, my goodness. No, they're retiring his number December 18th. after a game against the Boston Celtics.
The title of J.R. Wilco's new book is Tim Duncan, Team First Superstar. Congratulations on that. Happy holidays. J.R., you are a fantastic guest. We had to do two segments with you, and we look forward to another visit real soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Alyssa.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show.